on page Kuf Gimel in Hashoros Averichim. V'gam ben Yoni Yischaskus Machshove Hadimin Ve'Yisrakshus Shamanu L'El. The Rebbe was explaining that since in the beginning of one's Avodas Hashem, the person, even the person who's been doing it for many years, and again he's talking about someone who's not a big Baal Madrega, who still has to contend with all of the Yetzaharas and all the Taivas and all the Nisyanas of this world, meaning that the guf, the body, is still speaking very loudly in his life. So unlike by the tzaddik, the tzaddikim, for whom all the koiches of this world are batel mavutel, they don't really have much of an impact on him. But on regular people, so a person has to be meshabed all the koiches aguf, as the Sfarim HaKadoshim discuss at length, and to try to use even the nefesh of Bahamas in Avodas Hashem, as it says in the pasuk, "Kimimenu nikach l'Avodas Hashem," that Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, "Kimimenu nikach l'Avodas Hashem," which is the avoid of our lives, "Kimimenu nikach l'Avodas Hashem," not to ignore, but to be able to use in Avodas Hashem. Now he says, "Gam binyani ischaskus amachshav adimi misvakshus shaman l'el." Even when it comes to the ischaskus that we've been learning about until now throughout the sefer, is chaskus and machshava, to try to use one's machshavas and the koich hadimyon of imagination and his structures and emotions. Hayim chadoshes onu mavakshem as a shenivra b'kibena machshava v'sraktshus dovah shalanim sabanu. He says that one shouldn't think that we're trying to create within ourselves chadosha, is to try to conjure up and to create new thoughts that are not already found within us. He says that's not true. Allah l'chol echad yesh machshava divim yitzrakshus. Every single one of us has machshavas. Every person has thoughts and dimyan and imagination, his structures and feelings, emotions. Af his lavus l'famim. Even sometimes in learning and davening, whatever, there's a feeling of his lavus. Rakshim shamish oisam linyani rishus. But what usually happens is that our machshavas, dimyanis in his structures, and even his lavas, these kaichas that we all have, but we use them linyani rishus. We use them for things. Linyani rishus means things that are not forbidden, but things, whatever, things that are permitted, but not things of holiness. Otherwise, we have these kaiches. These are not kaiches that we have to develop or that we have to try to create within ourselves. We have these kaiches of being able to think deeply, to meditate upon something. We have the kaiches of imagination, to imagine all kinds of things and to feel. These are kaiches that are natural to us, and we have them. The question is, how do we use them? So mostly, we use them for inyani rishus, for things like panasa and other things, whatever, eating, panasa, all these things are rishus that are permissible. By Yetzirah l'famim machzik bam, and even sometimes the Yetzirah takes hold of these kaiches. U'mishamish behem chas Hashem oid l'ra. And these kaiches that we have are used in the hands of the Yetzirah l'ra for bad things. V'hi'im kol kach mesiris nefesh sarach ata bocher v'avrach l'zeshe d'shamish behem l'kedusha. He makes it sound easy over here. He says to each and every one of us, to a bocher, to an avrech, is it so hard for you? You have these kaiches. I'm not asking you to do something. Rabbi says, I'm not asking you to do something that's unnatural. You have these kaiches of his slavas and his srakshas and machshavas. You have these kaiches. Is it so hard for you to use these kaiches for the purposes of kedusha, of holiness? Hasoicher, I mean, we think it is. Hasoicher v'ha'uman. If you take a look at a soicher, a business person, a merchant, a uman, or some sort of a craftsman, an uman, a professional, hem yichayim lefatech mikir ba machshava v'dimin mischar v'manasi. These people are able to develop within themselves, to have within themselves all kinds of thoughts and all machshavas and dimyonis, all different kinds of things when it comes to business and to their particular skill, professional craft. Gam ad zik nevad seva. Even into their old age. Sha'af acha sheyachdilu mimischareim, I'm going to say it. Even long after they've stopped being in business. I mean, this guy is not, he's not going to work anymore. For 20, 30 years, he's already retired. And even though it's been so long since he's not actually in the profession because he's retired, his machshavas, the dimyonis, his svakshus are still very much related to what? To his old trade that he was in, to his profession, to what he was doing. He's already 70, 80 years old. Let's say he's a doctor. He hasn't seen a patient in 25 years. He's retired. He hasn't seen a patient. But his thoughts still, whenever he reads about this, or hears about his stam, he thinks about it, and his sarakshas, he gets excited about in his inyan that he was Isaacid throughout his life. Ulcha yaksha legalis menafshcha machshava din revisvakshus lekedusha. And he says to each and every one of us, and you can't think about and feel and get excited over in yonim of holiness of kedusha. Asher be'emes shorshav atzmus kedushahi. That your soul, your nefesh, is be'etzim. Your machshavas, your nefesh, which is capable of all these machshavas and these distractions and so on. The shayrish of your soul, meaning the root, the shayrish of machshavas and demyonis and distractions, and the shayrish is in kedusha. Kedushin to you is a mitzias of being megala the kedusha that's inside of us. It's a haftar. It's a mitzias. Afilu zusha nefesh Bahamas. Even that of the nefesh Bahamas. Even that surfaces in such a way, the nefesh Bahamas. But the shayrish of a yid, the shayrish of all of the kaiches of a Jew, are in kedusha. So when it comes to a person's profession or to his occupation, even long past the time that he's been working, he conjures up thoughts that bring to feelings of his spiralness and distractions. So he thinks about it, he sees about it, reads about it, talks about it. But when it comes to that which is the reishis, the sharish of who he is, which is kedusha, it's hard for him to be ma'ira any such thoughts or feelings. Kashi hirakman. So why is that? So he says kashi hirakman. They should hook them. Hayetzahar l'shamish b'sachbulos l'shabedes machshavtecha l'chafotzev. The problem is that the yetzahara jumps ahead and uses different tachbulos, all the distractions and so on of this world, to enslave the thoughts of a person and his feelings, to what he desires, to what the Yetzirah desires, to all the nyanim of the Yetzirah. In other words, in every one of us, there's a hisiris of all these kaiches of machshava and so on, and they all come from the sharish of kedusha. But before we make use of those kaiches in kedusha, so the Yitzhara takes these kaiches and meshabed them to other things, to divrei shus, God forbid, to things that are ra. And that, of course, is something which goes on year after year after year. So a person grows up throughout his entire life. His machshavas are revolving around things of reshus or visa. His feelings and his esrakshus and his lavias have to do with things that are either just permissible or chasushon, things that are forbidden. And that becomes an instinctive reaction of how he thinks and how he feels about anything in the world that it automatically is attracted to and is connected to things that are either dvarim shel reshus or chas v'shalom dvarim shel iser. Ukshiraktis ametz ata lavet. But if a person which would make an effort to stop the flow and not to just react in the natural way that he reacts to things, but to be a balavaida, to work. And to really work at something, not just to listen to drushes, like those who are learning the Bilvavi Mishkan Evan, like I was learning yesterday with some chaverim. So in the second chaylik. So you know how after each part, first he chazes it over 10 times, and then after he chazes it, he says, you're not able to move on. We're not able to move on to the next shlav at all, until you're a person who, like yesterday we were learning this, that your thoughts of that thought of yesh bara la'olam, that there's a creator of the world, becomes so natural to you. It's such a natural thing that you don't have to work at all to try to have such a hergish. He says, adrabba, if you've been following my program, that's what he says. You're following what's until now, and you're chazring it over, and you're trying. So then, to go for a half hour without thinking of the Baruch Shalom will be something that is intolerable. You can't. You're addicted. You have to have every couple of minutes. A person needs to have a fix of the Baruch Shalom. You can't go without it. Because it's so natural to you, it becomes so much a part of you. But he says, if you see that you still have to try to force yourself to think about these things, that's good. It means you're an ayveid, but it's a simmet that it's not part of you. Because when something becomes part of you, when it becomes part of you, so then it doesn't require an avoida to think about it. That's what it is. That's who you are. Person doesn't have to be an ayveid to think about food or other things. Divereshus or chas v'shalom, things that are. A person doesn't have to work on that. These are the things he automatically thinks about and feels. They just pop into his consciousness. That's how. Because why? Because he's morgul to that. He's morgul to that. The same way that God forbid a person who's an alcoholic, he doesn't have to work on such a thought. He doesn't have to call up and to ask a friend or a friend H. So what do you think? You think I should have a drink? I shouldn't. You think I should have it? He doesn't have to call up friend H. Because his body is miyaitzim all the time. His body is always recommending that he has a drink. He doesn't need anybody to give him an H. Because his body is miyaitzim. So Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was keeping mitzvahs before they were given, because his kloyos, that his kidneys were giving him eitzah that he should put on tefillin. We don't know what that means. That the neshama gives a person eitzahs. But when a person is so murgal and elokus, when a person becomes so connected to elokus and it becomes so much a part of his life, that his neshama begins to advise him, not his guf. Like all of us are struggling because the body is giving us all kinds of advice. There's like 50 cabinet ministers of the body. Each Ava, each thing is giving us advice of do this and do this, recommendations to do this, and all kinds of encouragement, and the body is giving all kinds of aitzis and all kinds of hischaskas. So that it's a very, very natural thing, because the body is miyaitz these things all of the time. And when we want to do something that's a darsha b'kedusha, so we have to try to fight off all of the other cabinet ministers of the guf that are saying take this, do this, and then the neshama has to try somehow to counteract all of the aitzes of the guf, and that's rachmanis, because the truth is So the Rebbe is saying is this, that the most natural thing for Jew Be'em is in Panimi Yisikim, we don't feel this. But that's what the Bilvog is trying to help us with. The most natural, instinctive koiches of a Jew, ages of a Jew, are coming from his neshama. And when a person begins to be on that program, and again, that's not coming from, that's what he's saying, the drushes. V'loy l'shmoy rak drushes. He says, drushes are parchas ba'aveh. Drushes is a nice thing. You hear a drusha. You hear a drusha, and even, you know, that Shabbat, you could hear drusha Shabbos morning, and by lunch already, your wife asks you, what was the drusha? See, because you're trying to put it together, and you can't figure, you don't remember, or whatever. Drushes, a person can hear all kinds of drushes, but drushes are parchas ba'aveh. They hover in midair. Unless a person becomes a balavoida and makes it a hergel in his life, that's what the Rav is talking about. With his bainanus, by thinking. Because what happens to drush? A person hears a drush and he doesn't think about it. He doesn't mull it over. Some people do. That's why I'm always so unbelievably impressed when someone will you know, hear a drasha, and then he'll tell me that he had this machshava and that machshava, and maybe now you could explain like this and you could answer like that. It means he's thinking it over. He's really thinking it over. He's working on it. There are other people. I don't know if it's most people, something, but many people, they'll hear a Dvar Torah from somebody, a friend, or from a Rebbe, a Rav, a Tzaddik. They'll hear some Dvar Torah, and B'shas Maisa, they like it, and it makes a Roshim, and they like it. It's something which it's Mechazik, it's Moira. But then afterwards, it doesn't have any impact upon their lives. Because it was a Joshua Baal, it was a good vart, it was a Torah. You know, not like I mentioned there many times that Yid, that, you know, he was there was that chosid that was living by the communists, and he was in jail, and he was in ex-Siberia chais, and went through all kinds of yisurim, but he remained a Jew, he remained a chosid. And when he finally came to New York, and he asked the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe asked him, how did you do that? So he said that there was a vart from the Rashab that held him. There was one vart that he heard 70 years earlier from the Rashab that was mechazikim. That we're not masik such a thing. You ask a person what vart did he hear yesterday? And B'shas Maisi said, you hear this first gevaldig vart, and then you ask him the next day, what vart is that? What? This is what you're talking about. What vart? How do you manage? How do you hold on to be a yid? Who says I'm holding on? How do you manage a person that holds on to a vart and to a Torah? To a Torah. There's one of the chevah here that there was a Torah that we learned together from a tzaddik. Must be already 12 years ago, 11, 12 years ago. So Ad Hayyim, he says that the first sentence of that Torah from that we learned in the Sefer, that he says, oh, today Mamish helped me. That's a Bal Madrega. That's a Bal Madrega. Because he's working at it. And it becomes something which is, over time, if a person works at it, so then his neshama begins to give him aces. And the guf, and the body sounds like it's strange, it's odd. Like when, you know, if you see it, it's like two different people, and you see, like you know, you come and you tell, like a bacha comes and tells his mother, I'm thinking of, you know, I'm thinking of staying in yeshiva, you know, and trying to learn, or trying to learn someplace, ben hazmanim, during the summer, thinking of sitting in yeshiva. So a mother who's not murgal to that, she'll say, well, that's strange. That's odd. Don't you want to? And then she'll give other aitzes, right? She'll give aitzes. You're a healthy kid. What do you want to sit in the room the whole summer, the whole year? So she said, that's strange. Because she, from the place that she's coming, that sounds strange. And as long as Kedusha sounds strange to us, it means that our body is being miyaitzatz. Our body is the one that's the balabos. Our body is the one that's telling us what to think about, what to have a sarkshus over, what to feel, what to imagine. It's all from the body. And because of that, when the neshama makes a suggestion, the body says, that's strange. That's what you want to do? What do you want to do that for? That sounds very strange. So until it doesn't sound strange, it means that it hasn't become a part of you. What do you mean it hasn't become a part of you? It's the etzem of who you are. But, like the Rebbe says, over the years, a person becomes so used to hearing the aces of the body that just becomes natural. It becomes second nature. He says that if you use different tachbulas, different strategies, which the Rebbe is suggesting here in this that we're learning, if you learn different tachbulas, like the tachbulas that he was talking about, how to learn Tanakh. Just that for example of how to learn Tanakh and to try to engage your imagination and your feelings in learning Tanakh. He says that if you begin and use tachbulas in the Safaida, that it will begin to become easier. And that you could begin to become a chosid bez Hashem Yisbarach. Im gufcha v'isgalus nafshecha, with your body and his galus nafshecha, and revealing your soul, that your soul, your nefesh, is something which takes hold of you, and therefore even the inyonim, even the nefesh of Bahamas, even those things of this world, k'mimenu nikach l'avod Hashem, even though we're not tzaddikim to mevatel these things, but k'mimenu nikach l'avod Hashem. So then when you learn the Svarma Kedoshim, it's a whole different parasha. Then you learn the Svarma Kedoshim. Then you're gonna, when you learn something from a tzaddik, when you learn a Kedusha Slavia, and you learn a Noam Elimelech, it's not just a nice idea that maybe you could use it, you know, with a Sheva Brachas or something, or some interesting thought. But it becomes something that it's ma'ira you and it's mechazik you, and it's when a person takes a Torah that he learned from a tzaddik and he thinks about it. See, what happens is that when you have a person opens up a Kedushas Levi and he learns a Torah from Kedushas Levi, and especially if it's something which he wasn't doing since the time, you know, that he's very young, but he started to learn Kedushas Levi later on. So when he learns the Kedushas Levi, he's so happy that he understands it. He thinks he understands it, right? So that gives him such nachas, and it should. That's beautiful. He understands it. So then he's happy, and he closes the Kedushas Levi. Or he goes on to the next piece of Kedushas Levi, because now he's going to conquer another Kedushas Levi. That's very good. But imagine if this person would learn one of those, you know, 6-7 line Kedushas Levi's, a little one. And instead of trying to finish, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 other pieces of Kedushas Levi in the parasha, he just takes that 6-7 line Kedushas Levi and he thinks about it. He lives with it. He thinks about it. He thinks about it throughout the day. It's only a few lines. It's not hard. He could remember it by heart. Practically by heart. Doesn't have to every word, but he thinks about it and he says it over. And he goes over saying it over, not to other people, to himself. He writes it over, and he says it over, and he davens it up. As he davens for that the Baruch Shalom should help me. He has a yisoid from Kedushas Levi. Any time you open up a Kedushas Levi Tefillah Shleima, any one of the Svarma Kedoshim, if you're an oved, and that's why that Jew, well, that's why that chassid was able to hold on to a Torah that he heard from the Shab for 70 years when he was in prison and in camps and all these things. That he was able to live with the Torah from the Rashab, because it wasn't like he was just learning something. He was so used to doing that. Think about how some of you have been in college, or places where you had to take tests for exams and things. Even when you're in high school, you all had to do those things in college. You have to take these. So you know how it is that a person If you ask the person on the morning of the final, let's say he's taking a biology final, you ask him on the morning of the final, you ask him a kash in his Indian. So he could rattle off the whole Indian. He could tell you, ask him like, you know, this guy asks, what's like, you know, what's this amoeba? What does he do for a living, this amoeba? So he could tell you an amoeba? He says, oh, he starts to tell you all kinds of every single thing that he, why, because the last 2-3 days he's cramming, he's chazing. Right, and he could tell you over this whole thing, and anything you ask him, and it's the kids in college, they test each other, they ask each other, it's gewaltig, everything is sharp. Right, and he takes the final and he has gewaltig hatzlach, he gets an A plus, and it's terrific. You ask him the next day, what's the amoeba? He says, never met one. I know what you're talking about. It's like there's this. It's like the second that it's done, it's just delete. You know. It's gone. And that thing's not a bal seichel. You know why? Because it was the most unnatural thing in the world. You should read about these things that are crawling around inside of you. You have no interest in it. And you have to do it because you're going to get a test. And you don't want to, and yet, therefore you have an interest. You shouldn't fail the test. You should do it on the test. But you don't have any hiskashas to the Indian. Therefore the second that you're done with it, like while you're filling in the last answer, it's already going. You see, like the smoke coming out from the destroying the tapes. That's why. Can you imagine? Like when they, so you know that anybody that's ever gone to like a like medical school, so they tell me that when they come in there, when they come to medical school, the first thing that the professor says is that you know nothing. You don't know anything. So guys, what do you mean, sir? I took organic chemistry and I took, you know, physiology 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I'm pre-med and I have a pre-med sweatshirt and I was this, I was that, and I belong to the medical students club of America. So the professor says, you're total amharat. He's right. You don't know anything. Go on, we're starting again. I had a much more accelerated speed, obviously, but we're starting from Aleph. I don't know. I just heard that from people that went to that. That's true, right? They just say, you know, like, nothing. It's lahav the Aleph alfei hevdalos, like the Gemara says, when Rabbi Zaira went there, he suddenly forgot all the Torah chutzlaris. Lahav what that means. So the professor, lahav the professor says, you don't know anything, and he's 100% right. There are these things that are floating around. If it's a guy that's a big balzikar, and if it's a guy with a very good memory, so you know, I could say like this, like that, you know. But you know that any one of us, you could say. So we all, everybody here was in high school and this stuff. And someone says to you, take out a piece of paper and write down everything you remember from high school. So but Koshi, you can write your name on the first line. Well, this is a blank piece of paper. So then you ask yourself, you know, so. What was the tachlis of all, you know, it seemed like when I was there, it was a long time. And there was a whole thing, and I knew all that stuff, and I memorized, and I was writing, and papers, and all that. And now I'm looking at this blank piece of paper, write down everything you remember from high school. Then you go through college, write down everything you remember from college. Well, you got your last name, you got. And after that's a blank piece of paper, everything from college, you were there 3 years, and you took 1,000 tests, and you wrote papers, and you're in class, you're in chazan, before you could able to say have tons of information, or remember. If somebody says a name of something, you say, I heard of it once, maybe. It could be that 3 years before, 2 years before, 2 months before, you took an exam on that Indian, and you were able to rattle off 1,000 things. So it's just because we don't have a zikar, and a person doesn't have a memory. Is that true? And you ask the guy, hey, you remember that I Love Lucy in the chocolate factory? Lucy, sure, and tells you every single thing that Lucy said. And it's not the gay to the young guys here, but those who remember, you know, or at least if you zochet the reruns. But that's, you know, how can you forget that? How could you forget that? What are you talking about? It could be 40 years ago. And you can remember, you know, Ricky said like this, and Lucy said like that. Oh, sure. Then you remember Fred came in, knitted in, and everything. You could say the whole Torah over. So how's that possible? It's just a zikar. The Torah says it, you chazir it over. It's because you live with that Torah from Ethel and from Fred. You're living with it. And that's pretty harmless, I Love Lucy. There are things that are much more dangerous, obviously, that people see, that a person lives with, Chas V'Shalom. But it's not something that was a Torah. This is my Torah. This is a... Imagine you'd have to answer that to Lubavitcher. What held you all these years? You say, Lucy. That kept me going. Every time I get depressed, I think of that episode. And it just cheers me up. But you can't remember last week's Teresh Lime, or you can't remember last week's Kedushas Levi Camp. Nothing. So you don't have the Zikaron for it, that a person can't remember. The person lives with it. And it's not Stam Avart, but he thinks about it, and he thinks about it, and he davens that he should be Zoche for this. Then for 7 years, that Kedushas Levi, you know. Because you wove it into your kishkas, you brought it into your life, and you made it part of you. That's why the Bilvavi, that's why for those who are trying to make their way through the Swami, I'm not talking about the ones that are more teeth, more sharp, and with the Kabbalah, there's a few like that. I'm saying the ones that are for the basics in Avaida. That's why a person that's not trying to work on it can go crazy. Like, and I said yesterday to the Chevra that, it's amazing how many of the, I'm learning this with the Bilvavi of the women for 2 years. We're finishing up the first chalik we've been learning over these 2 years on Tuesday nights. It's amazing how many of the women have said to me that they're working at it, and their whole lives are different, and they, the Simchas Achayim and different things in life, and how they're davening and everything. That's a madrega that they're trying to pile, you know? But with guys, it's always, that's interesting. Guys, it's usually, that's interesting. But the ladies, it works. But the guys, that's interesting. It's a big difference. It's the same thing when it comes to cleaning the house. The guy can look at it and say, that's interesting. the lady is standing there with her mop. That's interesting. That is a mess. I told you about this. That I told you once that I had my old chavrusa. So when he moved to Far Rockaway, so I went over there to help him with stuff, moving stuff around in the house, and Adna Yomi left about this, and we talk about it. So his wife wanted this certain bookcase that we should put into the den, and so my friend and I were standing there, and we looked at this bookcase, and like this and like that, and we both said, it's not Shaykh. It's impossible, it's too big, it doesn't fit. What are we going to do? It's nothing to do. So, like, we just went to talk and do something, to learn, I don't know what we're doing. And then we come back to the room and we see that she was schlepping in herself. She got it right in. It's the most embarrassing thing in the world. Like we're standing there, we didn't touch it, we just said, no. Doesn't work, according to physics, doesn't work. This thing can't go into that door. And she didn't say anything, she just like was Miss Yaish, you know, from us. And she just went, I don't know how she did it. She was like, went in. Just like I remember we had this nice years and years ago. Just we were talking about the kids, we were laughing. We went, you know, the Marine Park Bridge, you know, so we years ago we went, when we lived in Farco, so we went to get one of these plastic pools, you know, for the backyard, these things that everybody buys but they never work, or they last just for a little while. So we got this pool, and the guy came out. So we had a van. The guy came out, and he tied it on top of the rope on top of the car, on the roof of the car. So you know, you go over that bridge. It's very windy there, you know. So I can't tell you what was going on. It was the craziest thing. The kids were screaming and crying because I had them all holding it. It starts like to break and fly off, and right over the bridge. And like the kid, and the kids like trying to hold it, and my wife's holding it. And I'm driving with one hand, and this thing is like pulling. And the whole time, my wife's saying, "Hey, Mike, why don't you try putting it in the car?" I said, "Kid, it's not possible. It's too big. It doesn't go in the car." And this thing is it's flying off, and the kids are saying, "Stop, Daddy, stop!" You know, and I'm just going to make it over the bridge. I'm not talking. I'm just going. So this thing is flying off, and the kids are crying. So finally, you know, the rope is broken. I pull over after the bridge, and Mike said, "Why don't you try putting it in the car?" He said, "It's not possible." So the kids start screaming, "Daddy, put it in the car, Daddy, put it in the car." So we put it in the car, went right in. I mean, everybody had to die. The kids had to lie down. So we put it like on top, but it was a lot better than like, you know, it was going on with the thing flying off the car. Because it's just, to be a Baal Avayda means to try to be practical, you know, and to look at things in a practical way and to put them into practice. That means to be a Baal Avayda. So there's more of an atti on the part of most women to be Baalos Avayda than the guys. And unless a person mamish makes it part of his life, that's why the Bilvad, if you're not a Baal Avayda and you're learning those terms, says, come on, can't, let's go on. I want some more stuff to say over. I don't have enough material here for my next routine. But that's not what he's doing. He doesn't care what we think. You see, it's very obvious. He doesn't care. That's one of the things that I find so unbelievably impressive with the way that he writes. He doesn't care. If you're not serious, you don't bother. If you are serious, then he takes you and he chazes nachamol again and again, and do this and try this. His bainus, and diburim, his bainus nachamol diburim. And that's what it is. Yesh bari loyal, right? There's a creator of the world. I know that. But that's his whole point. He says, yeah, sure you know it. Just like you know high school biology. But it doesn't do anything to you and you don't remember 15 minutes later. Until it becomes part of your life. Ad kedekach, that you can't live with that. It becomes so natural to you. That's what the tzaddik is saying. Vaz kva shayre sifre kiteishenu yu psuchim lefanecho behem teilech. Then the Svarma Kadoshim begin to open up to you. You see, you can live with it, and you can mamish behem teilech. Kilayla haysef al devei Makadoshim banu chaz Hashem. The Rebbe says, I'm not coming to try to add anything that's in the Svarma Kadoshim. Everything's there. He's just not looking at it the right way. You're not using what's in the Svarma Kadoshim. He says, everything is there. Rak lahachshir is atzmeinu shenucha lahagir, next page, shenucha lahagir el ikvaz dachik kachim. We're just trying to prepare ourselves and to work on ourselves that we should be able to come to touch the heels, the ends, the edge of their holy ways. Well, that's all, just to be able to be people that can learn this Svarma Kadoshim. L'karv is on a k'tzei hoid levush ma'chusam. To bring ourselves closer to the edge of the splendor of the royal garments of the Svarma Kadoshim. That's all we're trying to do, and we could do that. Uchshiyazo Hashem v'yal azayz b'yadeinu u'b'k'tzei kanfi levushim ne'aches. And Hashem will help us and will be successful to hold on to the fringes of their garments. Oz lo nirpeh. Then we won't be lazy, we won't let go, we won't be weakened. We'll be able to rise up and to move forward in the way of Hashem. And then when we learn this from a Kadosh, it'll be in such a way. Everything depends on Avaida. Imrakli Potter Vatasa, if it's just to get over with something, that's how it is when it comes to an exam. You just want to get it over with. You just wanna finish it up. You don't wanna live with this Indian, you wanna get it over with. So if it's Li Potter Vatasa, if the way that you observe a mitzvah, the way that you think about Dvarim Shebekdusha is just Li Potter, just to pop yourself up. Then all of the things that I'm talking about, all of these diburim, all these things that we're learning, is for nothing. Because you're just going to fool yourself, just like the kid that was studying in college biology and chemistry. Now he thinks he's ready to do surgery, brain surgery or something, because he read about the brain. Tiramis atzmacha, you're fooling yourself. And not only that, but then you're gonna deceive yourself, and you'll be upset, and you'll say, "I tried and it didn't work." It's not cool. That's not really trying, and it doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean it didn't work. So the person looks back and he says, "I failed in this. In Avodas Hashem, I failed in this. You never worked at it. That's not called Avodah." The person's person, when it comes to learning, to davening, to mitzvahs, that I worked at it, and I wasn't successful. That doesn't mean you really tried. That's not called trying. That's not called avaida, what you did. Then the emes tarbala avaid. But if you really, really, if you really work at it, and you're really trying to use some of the methods, the strategies that I'm writing about over here, that I'm giving you, and your avoid is not superficial. Not stam. But your avodah is be'emes, is with hard work, be yigia. Oz loy levad shahamachshava adimin v'esrakshus nimtzay mecha b'teva v'toylod yischazke v'ledus yischavchu. Not only will the thoughts and the demyonis, the imagination and the esrakshus and the emotions that are in you, they're already there. That's the teva of who you are. That's why. So those become his chaskel kedusha and will be transformed and changed over to kedusha. That's why the mashal of something like studying biology in school or history, of course, it's ridiculous because those things are all unnatural. There's no history inside of us. There's no physics inside of us. There's something that outside of us that you try to learn. But when you learn a kedusha slavi, and you begal that that's who you are. The kedusha slavi was in there from before. So. That's the most natural thing to a person. So even though we can't imagine how, you know, what does it mean to remember what you learned in school, but that's all of that's artificial, external things that are not really who you are. So you have to try to master that subject and to remember that subject. That's so unnatural to you. But when it comes to Dvarim Shebe Kedusha, when it comes to Machshavos and Hesrakshus of Kedusha, that's the most natural thing in the world. And when you break through that ice that covers the Dvam Sheva Kedusha with Avayda, by really working at it, so then it becomes the most natural thing. And all of that which was there to begin with comes flowing out. It was there the whole time. There'll be much, much more Machshav V'Dimyan V'Habi Svarishas Al Zesh Yesh Lecha. The Gemara says that Yeshua's teeth became black because he was fasting so much. His teeth became black. Why would that happen? He wasn't eating. So you'd say that if a person's not eating, the teeth should be gewaldig. The whole thing that messes them up is because you're chewing on things. And if you don't use your teeth, then everything should be nice and white and strong. You're not using your teeth. His teeth should have gotten stronger, and they should have been whiter, and everything should have been good, since you're not using them. So as you say the same thing, let's say a person hasn't moved from bed in 15 years. See, you'd say he should be the most muscular person in the world. After all, he hasn't used up any of his muscles. His muscles, everything should be gewaldig, since nothing has been used. So it should be very good. She says, "Aval kar manu b'perek beis shekmei shai gemara medames halomes hanefesh halomes hakadosh baruch." Just like the Gemara says that the hiddenness, it compares that if you want to understand. Baruch Hinafshis Hashem, the Gemara there explains that if you want to understand how it is with Hashem, you can look at your own nefesh. And the same way that the nefesh of a person, that a person's soul is hidden within him, so Hashem is hidden in the world. The Gemara says, just like the soul is able to see, but it's not seen. The nefesh can see, it's Rayav Einanira. So too, the Rebbeinu Shlom sees, but he's not seen. Shiroi v'ninir. Kein gam royim, shiz galusa shal nefesh, kein oif in his galusa yizbaruchu. then if you want to understand how the hisgalus of the nefesh is, how it works with the nefesh, it's the way that it is with hisgalus Hashem, which means ayidei peula. We don't understand who Hashem is. We don't understand. We can't see Him. There's nothing to see that we could see. When I'm asking Him, our connection to Hashem is through what He does, through His peulas. So it's the same thing when it comes to the nefesh. Lachain, therefore, kisha'ovdim opoilim bashinayim, that when you use your teeth, when you ovate with your teeth, you work with them and you use them, abuchalever, or whatever, the muscles or anything like that, when you use that and you work with it, then what happens? Then chelek koyach mehan nefesh be'eva azem mezgala umezchazek. Whenever you work with an eva, with that part of you, it's megala, it releases, it unleashes and reveals the hidden koichas in that eva. And so the person uses his teeth, he obviously has to take care of them, but he uses his teeth. So Barsham gave you this thing, the ability to chew, to eat. And when you use that, it's megala, and it brings out, and it's mechazik, all the koichas of your teeth. When you use when you exercise and you use your muscles, so then it's megala, all the kaichas of the guf, and the person becomes stronger and stronger. So he says, why don't you get out of bed? I don't want to use up my muscles. I want to be healthy and strong. If I'm going to start lifting things and going and running, then I'm afraid that I'm going to use up my muscles. I don't want to use up my muscles. I want to make sure that my muscles are intact. But that's not how it is. And any person who's any athlete who doesn't work out. Who doesn't work out, so then the koichas become weak. He's not working out. As long as he's working out, he's megala, the hidden koichas of the muscles. So he works, and it's megala, those koichas. So anything, even in this world, it's only with avaida, it's only when it comes to avaida that the koichas are megala. He says, and if you don't work with that eva, with the teeth, you don't, you just, like, because why? Because Rabbi Yeshua was fasting all the time. What happened? So Rabbi Yeshua wasn't eating, was never eating, so the teeth from disuse, they became black. It lost its chiyus, the teeth lost their chiyus. They lost their natural koichas. So the natural koichas have to be engaged, and in doing so, the mezgala with the avodah, they become revealed, they become strong. And if you don't exercise, and if you don't use that eva, those eva, so then they become, the person becomes weak. V'mkoyach haguf. And if that's so, when it comes to the body, which is something which we see in front of our eyes, it's something which is goli viyadua to each person, his body. And that's how it is with the koyach haguf, that even when it comes to the guf, even when it comes to the body, if you don't exercise it, if you don't use that part of your body, then its koyaches remain dormant. Not only that, it becomes... That you don't bring out the karichas, but it begins to rot. And it begins to get ruined from not using. So a person doesn't exercise, it becomes, the whole thing becomes unhealthy and overweight and so on. And all their form becomes heavy and lethargic, he can't use it. So he was saying, I don't understand, I haven't used any of these form. I wanted to save them, they should be brand new from when I'd be 70 years old. So I never moved because I wanted to make sure that I would be able to lift till 120 and be strong. I wanted to start doing the marathon when I was 100. You know, you never use the Avarim, so that when you don't use them, then there's no avoda, then the koiches of the Ava not mezgalim and they get ruined. Rakai de avoda mezchazik. You see, even with the body, rakai de avoda mezchazik chelik and me'anevish mezgalim. Even when it comes to the body, it's only with avoda. That there's a hischaskus, and there's a it becomes strong hischaskus. kalvachomer, how much more so? But actually, kalvachomer should machshav yisrakshus al nefesh anelam. How much more so when it comes to the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the excitement of the neshama? That's something which is ainan nira. It's roiv ainan nira. You don't see it. It's hidden. How much more so you have to use those koiches in order to be megala them? And that's why dibur is so powerful. Speech. That's what it's very, very powerful. To be megala. Nafshi yotze bedabra. It says in pasuk. My soul comes out when I speak. The more I speak about the emunah, I'm a galah, the emunah inside of me. I speak about it, I say it over, I talk about it. The kachad dibur is so powerful. The kachad dibur nafsi yotze bedabri. That by kimidei dabri, by zachar es kirenu, by speaking about kedusha, then a person is exercising his nefesh. You're exercising the nefesh. When you exercise the nesham, when you exercise the nefesh, then it's kaychas amischask. Shrak ayidei apulas. Only by doing things, by avaida, tizgalana, you could reveal it. Ukshetosef lavad v'lifal behen. And the more you add in your avaida and your pulas, every mitzvah you do is exercise. You put on tefillin, you do this mitzvah, that mitzvah, you do a taiva. Everything you're doing is exercising the nefesh, is being mezgala. With every mitzvah that you do, you're being mezgala the nefesh. Because you're getting it busy. You're getting it busy in avodas Hashem. So, of course, when it comes to machshavas and dimyonis and nesrakshas, every time that you exercise that in avodas Hashem, with avodah, you're mezgala more and more. The taisiv liyos ba machshav, yish mesragish, habi yesh, mesheyin chabetzah. And then you see not only the natural kaychas that you have emerge, but you become much, you have more structures, even more than you had batsim, that you were naturally capable of. You become even greater than that because of all the exercise that you do and all the work that you do in avodas Hashem. And you are avoda to be megala these kaychas. It comes out more than you ever dreamt of, more than you ever expected. I will continue. We have Baruch Hashem a bris downstairs, so we'll continue.